Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
CEO in Richland Center, Phil Nee, hoping to have a great rest of your day. We'll be back your way bright and early tomorrow.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 46 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Inflation slowed last month, the first time since September. The Consumer Price Index increased 2.8% from February from a year ago, but that's down from 3% the previous month. Following the steel and aluminum tariffs that went into effect at midnight, the European Union announcing a retaliatory trade action with new duties on U.S. farm and other products. The Education Department, the latest to announce widespread layoffs. The administration says it's an attempt to streamline the agency, but National Education Association President Becky Pringle says,
"You cannot fire half of your staff and think you are going to meet the needs of all of the students in every school district across this nation. That's not possible. No one believes that."
Longtime Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen from New Hampshire has announced she will not be seeking re-election. She is the third Democratic senator to recently announce retirement, making a Democratic comeback in the Senate less likely. This is ABC News. A congressional hearing cut short this week when a Republican lawmaker refused to call a trans congresswoman by her name.
During a meeting of the House Foreign Relations Subcommittee, Texas Representative Keith Self, the Republican chair, identifying the first openly transgender representative, Delaware's Sarah McBride, as Mr. McBride. He did it twice. Massachusetts Representative Bill Keating said he would not continue the meeting unless Self called McBride by her preferred pronoun. Self quickly adjourning the meeting. Later on social media, Self writing, quote, "It is the policy of the United States to recognize two sexes, male and female." Dave Packer, ABC News.
McBride did not comment after the hearing. French authors and publishers are taking to Meta to court, accusing the social media giant of using their works without permission to train artificial intelligence. The company recently rolled out its AI-powered chatbot assistance to users of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Meta has not responded to a request for comment. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday, it's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 46 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for sunny skies with a few clouds passing overhead, a nice spring-like day with a high of 60. Tonight, scattered clouds, cool though typical for mid-March, a low of 31. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer and a bit breezy in the afternoon, with a high of 66 and southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have south-southwest winds at 3 miles per hour, and after a low of 23, it's 45 degrees.
Need auto collision repairs? Look no further than Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. Our skilled team delivers top-notch service with a focus on detail and care. We offer free loaners to keep you on the go while your car is being fixed. Renowned for our excellent reputation, we take pride in getting your vehicle back to its best. Choose Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists and see why we're the trusted name in auto body repair. Reach us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board explained an option for alternative programming to the Richland School Board at its meeting Tuesday night. It is to start a new charter school for the 2025-26 school year. There is a growing number of students across the region and state who need more support than their local school districts can provide. This is evident when examining other alternate programming facilities that are at capacity and not accepting new students. Motive 8 Children's Therapy is a privately run business in Reedsburg that assists families with behaviors. They use applied behavior analysis, which is a researched and evidence-based approach for observing and systematically modifying the environment to create significant behavior change in positive ways. ABA includes individualized assessment and treatment of behavior and learning skills, home and school consultations, as well as parent training, while continuously monitoring progress. Richland County has assisted families by helping to enroll them at Motive 8. However, Motive 8 is not a DPI-recognized educational institution and therefore does not meet the standards of attending school. It is the hope of the Richland School District to combine these two approaches and create a charter school that focuses on behavior analysis while providing a DPI-recognized educational opportunity as well as counseling for students. Not only would this prevent the district from paying $50,000 to $75,000 in expenses to send students to other locations, but would eventually open the door to allow other districts to send students to the Richland District. The focus of the school would be to positively affect sustainable changes to the students' behaviors while providing some academic support as well. Trained staffing would be a certified behavioral analyst. This is a master-level degree similar to the certifications the director at Motive 8 encompasses. They would be the quasi-administrator at the facility and provide training to not only the staff at this school, but across the district. One full-time equivalent would be needed to provide the educational instruction for the students. This will be someone who holds an alternative education license through DPI. Support staffing would be 1-to-1 or 1-to-1.5 ratio of staff to students as certified behavioral techs. These techs would be trained support staff who work individually with students and collect data on each individual. The plan for the 2025-26 school year would be to start with 3 students. Because of the low number of students to start this charter school, the possibility exists for the certified behavioral analyst and certified staff to be the same person for 1 year. This is not a sustainable option, but does allow for expenses to be limited in the first year. If approved, a location would need to be secured. Given the lower number of students in year one, the space needs are limited. However, for sustained growth options, it will need to be examined. The cost of staffing would be approximately $400,000. This cost could be down to $270,000 if the certified behavioral analyst and certified staff are combined into one for the first year. This is also based on 3 behavioral techs, but this would be student-based. While this is a steep cost for 3 students, the board is being asked to consider the district has spent close to $150,000 in sending 2 students to alternative options this year. Secondly, the hope would be to grow the enrollment in year 2 to 15 students. Students from neighboring districts would pay tuition. Having neighboring districts pay $50,000 to $75,000 for a behavioral-based academic center would offset the expenses the Richland District would incur. Finally, many of these students would be eligible for receiving Medicare reimbursement. Since students would be limited on their academic time as well as avoiding the summer slump, the proposal would be to run this alternative school year-round, taking smaller breaks throughout the year. This will alleviate daycare issues for families as well as keep a consistent environment for students to grow and learn. It was for discussion only and will be reviewed again at future meetings. Tuesday night, the Richland School Board approved a job description for the Guiding Coalition. The Guiding Coalition member serves as a key leadership figure in the school's or district's professional learning community's framework. Members are responsible for modeling, guiding, and supporting collaborative practices among faculty to create a culture focused on continuous improvement and student learning. The member will work with the coalition team to establish and promote the mission, values, goals, and professional expectations necessary for a successful PLC. They ensure alignment of school or district practices with the PLC's core principles and strategic initiatives. In other action Tuesday night, the board approved a motion to waive Policy 5851 school events on Wednesdays, Sundays, and holidays to allow the RCHS Student Council and RCHS FBLA to attend their respective conferences and for the 8th grade class to attend a Brewers game. Also approved was to dispose of property on the Wisconsin Surplus Auction site. Items include marble, an upright piano, 1900 Ford tractor, a rear mount mower for a 1900 Ford tractor, a Blodgett combination oven, a steam table, and an 8x10 storage building. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel meet for the first and only time tonight. Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin said the debate is an important moment for both for familiarity, but also for candidates to express their positions. On WISN's Upfront, Franklin noted the candidates face constraints. There are limits on what judicial candidates can talk about and not appear to be prejudging cases in the future, and yet still give voters an understanding of who they are and what they're for. Despite saturation, advertising coverage, fewer than 40% of respondents to the latest Marquette poll say they've heard or read a lot about the Supreme Court race. WISN-TV is hosting the debate at Marquette Law School. Wisconsin Democratic Attorney General Josh Call is wading into the state Supreme Court race by renewing an old feud with conservative candidate Brad Schimmel. Call on Monday mentioned delays in testing sexual assault evidence kits when Schimmel was attorney general. Call ousted Schimmel from the post in the 2018 elections. Call relentlessly criticized Schimmel during the campaign for taking over 2 years to test about 4,000 kits. Call on Monday accused Schimmel of not paying attention to the project and declaring it completed prematurely, while leaving hundreds of kits for his administration to finish testing. The Schimmel campaign said that he voluntarily took the initiative in leading the response to the untested kits. With millions being spent on advertising in Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, are voters any better informed? UW-Madison political scientist Barry Burden says much of the advertising in the race between Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel has little to do with the actual job of a state Supreme Court justice.
Many of the ads are about crime, records on criminal justice, toughness on crime, associations with police or law enforcement, not very indicative of the kinds of things they'll actually address on the court. You know, we're providing voters with a lot of information about things that maybe aren't most useful for them in figuring out who the right candidate would be.
Burden says ads to help voters to understand the candidates' allegiances.
One of the things I think ads do that is helpful is showing the allegiances of the candidates to groups and causes, things they've been entangled up in the past or have a connection to. That's indicative of their probably judicial philosophy and how they think about cases.
Schimmel and Crawford will participate in their first and only debate of the campaign tonight. A bill requiring Wisconsin sheriffs to seek proof of citizenship from persons in custody on felony arrest clears a state assembly committee. If a sheriff does not comply, the local government will lose 15% of its revenue from the state in the following year. On Tuesday, the Assembly Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety voted 8-4 along party lines to recommend passage of the bill. It will need to pass both the full Assembly and Senate in order to arrive at the desk of Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who's already indicated he'll veto any such measure. A bill prohibiting trans student athletes from participating in high school and college sports in Wisconsin had a public hearing Tuesday. State Assembly Republican Barb Dittrich of Oconomowoc says an executive order from President Trump on the subject doesn't go far enough. She wants to prevent trans students from using or entering their selected gender's locker rooms and changing areas and impose penalties on any school district that ignores the ban. Wisconsin's version of the Elon Musk-led effort, charged with making government run more efficiently, struck a more collegial, bipartisan tone in its first meeting. The Republican-created panel on Tuesday took input from Democrats and included testimony from a broad array of government leaders. The meeting came after one of the Republican leaders of the effort angered Democrats when he sent information requests to the state's largest cities and all 72 counties seeking information about diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Wisconsin is one of several states that have sought to mimic the work of the Federal Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. It's 47 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. DATCAP warns of brushing scams. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community have come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
It is a sunny 47 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:23. Everyone enjoys free items, especially when it is received via mail. When an unexpected free item is delivered, consumers should be cautious because it might be a brushing scam. Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
This is when an unexpected package lands on your doorstep. It may come with a higher cost than expected, but what happens here is the scammers send people fake luxury items like rings, beauty products, and even Bluetooth speakers. And what's happening is they're brushing up. That's why it's called a brushing scam, or they're trying to increase the scammer's sales in their statistics so they get a better rating and score and can reach more people.
The recipient of the package might unknowingly be helping the scammer take advantage of other consumers.
So these scammers are selling knockoff merchandise, and they find consumers' mailing addresses or other personal information online. And so they randomly send consumers goods that they've never ordered, use their information to post fake online reviews for the products in the consumer's name, which then that helps boost their sales overall, because again, they're getting that better return.
Brushing scam packages usually contain a code that should be avoided.
A package a consumer didn't order includes a QR code. Scanning it could actually take that consumer to a phishing website that steals that personal information like a credit card number or usernames and passwords. It could also download malware onto that phone and give hackers access to the device.
Michelle Reinen suggests what to do if you receive an unknown free package.
If you get a package that you didn't order, it means someone likely has your personal information. You don't want to access a QR code to inquire any further. What you really want to do is change your passwords on all online shipping accounts that you may have because they could have been compromised. Consider using multi-factor authentication on any accounts that could be impacted. Check your credit report, and you can do that for free weekly at annualcreditreport.com because you just want to monitor your personal information. And again, avoid contacting the sender, and that means don't even access any QR code that could be on that package.
If you are a recipient of an unexpected package that you think might be a brushing scam, or if you have been scammed, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Federal Trade Commission reports that just over $106 million came from more than 30,000 fraud reports last year, with the average loss being $357. Imposter scams were the most reported category of fraud, followed by identity theft, credit bureaus, and information furnishers, online shopping and negative reviews, and banks and lenders. Nationally, consumers reported losing more than $12.5 billion to fraud in 2024, a 25% increase from $10 billion in 2023. A report released last week from the Wisconsin National Guard shows an increase in reports of sexual assault. However, this doesn't necessarily mean that there are more assaults happening. The Wing report acknowledges that sexual assault is often underreported. They believe the increase in reporting shows an increase in trust of the Wing Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Program. This increase could also show a cultural shift within Wing. These changes have come about after reports more than 5 years ago showed the Guard was violating state and federal law with botched investigations and retaliation against those who spoke up. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Governor Tony Evers called for a review of the Guard procedures in March of 2019. The Guard is now required to submit an annual report on sexual assault and harassment within the Wisconsin National Guard and have a public hearing on the report. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports two arrests made in conjunction with what appears to be an intentional damaged property incident in the rural Chaseburg-Stoddard area. On Tuesday afternoon at approximately 3:15, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified that two people were actively destroying property at the St. Peter's Lutheran Church on County Road K in the town of Hamburg. Once confronted by the witness who called the sheriff's office, both individuals fled the area in a vehicle. The witness provided the 911 dispatcher with a description of the vehicle, and that information was relayed to the responding officers. At approximately 4:20, a state trooper saw a vehicle consistent with the description given by the witness on County Road KO near the intersection of Lewandowski Lane, about 9 miles from the crime scene. However, there were no license plates on the vehicle that the trooper located. The trooper stopped the vehicle and the investigation continued. One individual was identified as Emmett Price Rathert, 22, of La Crosse. The other occupant identified herself as Kyatt Lynn O, 22, of St. Paul, Minnesota, but her identity is still being confirmed. Both were taken into custody and transported to the Sheriff's Office Detention Center. Through further investigation, it was determined that the Wisconsin license plates had been removed shortly after the vehicle fled the scene. If you have information on the current location of the license plates, Wisconsin ACT 7066, please call the Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123. The Community Players presentation of Escanaba in the Moonlight hits the stage this weekend at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Escanaba in the Moonlight is a play by Jeff Daniels of Dumb and Dumber fame. This play brings the quirky world of Michigan's Upper Peninsula to the stage. The story is told by the family patriarch, Albert Sody. It's the night before deer season, and he and his sons gather to do the things they and thousands of other hunters do every year before the hunt. Drink beer, eat their favorite foods, play euchre, and brag about who shot the biggest buck last year. But son Reuben has a problem. He's never bagged a buck, and if he doesn't this year, he'll go down in camp history as the oldest Sody to never get one. His efforts to change his luck lead to one hilarious situation after the other. Performances of Escanaba in the Moonlight will be held Friday and Saturday night at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Tickets priced at $10 will be sold at the door. It's 48 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Imagine if buying your next vehicle was as simple as Alexa, find me the vehicle I want. At WCCU Credit Union, we have the next best thing with AutoSmart. Simply visit us at WCCU.coop. Click on AutoSmart and you can enjoy instant access to many new and pre-owned dealer inventories. Best of all, you can get price quotes and even get a pre-approved WCCU auto loan at a great rate. For better solutions from local people you know and trust, visit us today at WCCU.coop and check out AutoSmart. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you feel.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 49 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon, March 3rd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center, died Thursday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Larry Winger is survived by his wife, Cheryl, 3 children, John, Annette, and Jason and Audrey. 7 grandchildren, sisters and brothers, Jim and Lou Winger, Kenneth and Carol Winger, Otis and Mitzi Winger, Betty Cornell and Jean Romanowski, Jerry and Janice Winger, Chuck Winger, Davy and Christy Winger, and Tina and Daryl Petznick. Sisters and brothers-in-law, John and Donna Harris, Alan Harris, Susan Malter, Penny and Kenny Harris, Shelby Hughes, Richard Harris, Amy and Brandon Schultz, Robert and Tammy Harris, Kimberly Hines, and Rachel and Jeff Walsh. Also many other relatives and friends. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday at St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements. Mary McMillan is survived by 3 children, Michelle Marie of the United Kingdom, Michael, Marty McMillan of Madison, and Mitchell and Holly McMillan of Laval. 2 grandchildren, a sister, Barbara Clark of Arizona, niece and nephew, and numerous good friends. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday, March 22nd, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Homer Cemetery in Hickory Grove. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday, March 22nd, from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. Chuck Lewis is survived by his wife, Carmen, 5 children, Michael and Renee Miller, Christopher Miller, Tara Miller, Vanessa Turner, and Amanda and Dale Larson. 17 grandchildren, a sister, Jean and Chuck Rogers, brothers-in-law, Roger and Virginia Bingham of Fond du Lac, Dennis and Cindy Bingham of Watertown, and Thomas Bingham of Watertown. Sister-in-law, Terry and Dale Grunenberg of Oxford, along with other relatives and friends. Charles E., Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Regular oil changes keep your vehicle running strong, and Kendall Lube Express on Highway 14 in Richland Center makes it quick and hassle-free. Get top-quality service with trusted Mobile One products. No appointment needed. Just drive in, stay in your car, and let the professionals take care of the rest. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The car wash bays are under construction, but Kendall Lube is open and ready to serve you. Fast, friendly, and reliable. Stop by Kendall Lube Express today.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Gary and Betty Henning and Mike and Marilyn Binder. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope your Wednesday is going well so far. The sun is shining and it will continue to shine as we head through the afternoon with high temperatures near 60 degrees. That is almost 20 degrees above average for this time of year. The wind will be light out of the south-southeast this afternoon, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then tonight, the wind becoming calm, scattered clouds throughout the overnight, and a cool overnight, but typical for mid-March with lows around 30 degrees. Thursday will be mostly sunny and warmer, highs near 66, a little bit breezy in the afternoon, south-southeast winds 5 to 10, gusting up to about 15, even 20 miles per hour, especially in some of the higher terrain. Thursday night, partly cloudy with lows around 44. It'll be a mild overnight in our area. Now, Thursday night, technically the 14th, early Friday, between midnight and 3 o'clock a.m., there will be a total lunar eclipse visible where the sky is clear. That means the Earth will be between the sun and the moon, and the Earth's shadow cast upon the moon, except the moon will look red to orange as the light from the sun works around through the Earth's atmosphere and refracts. So the colors red and orange will reflect off the moon's surface toward our eyes. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that at least the sky is partially clear on Thursday night. Now, Friday will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy, warm and windy, rising up to about 73 in the afternoon. There's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, but most likely showers and a few thunderstorms in the region Friday night. Maybe a couple of strong to severe storms in the region. A quarter to a half inch of rain is possible. Saturday will be cooler and windy with occasional light rain showers and some drizzle. A high around 53 degrees. Saturday night, a transition to some light snow is possible, but the precipitation will be winding down as the system starts moving to the east, so I don't expect much in the way of snow. Sunday, blustery, cooler, highs around 38 with decreasing clouds, but then feeling nicer on Monday, rising up to about 55 with sunshine. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great rest of your day.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a sunny 49 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 52, our low this morning was 23. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 49. The record high set on this date in 1990 is 74. The record low, 7 below, was set in 1948. Last year's high was 71 with a low of 40. Sunset tonight will be at 7:04, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:18. Currently in Richland Center, we have west-southwest winds 2 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is steady at 29.99 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 49 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go to barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Some life-saving tips concerning grain bin safety today on Farm to Fork. Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
One of the things that we try to tell either a producer, farmer, or the commercial employee, just try not to go inside a grain bin.
That's Carlos Campabadal, an outreach specialist in grain storage and feed manufacturing with Kansas State University. Campabadal says if you do have to go in,
first of all, go in and shut down any equipment that could move grain in, move grain out, any moving part of equipment by putting a lock, putting a tag. And that's very standard procedure in the industry.
Campabadal says grain bin work is a team sport.
Have a spotter. Never go in by yourself. Always have somebody watching you. Have radio communication if possible or cell phone in case something happened.
Campabadal cautions not to forget the air quality in the bin as well.
If grain is spoiled, there's bad odors inside a grain bin. The atmosphere can change. There could be mold spores up in the air that could be some hazard in terms of respiration. I would suggest people to just go in with a mask to avoid any potential issues.
A while back, I did a show about the movie Silo, a fictional story of a grain bin entrapment. I recently watched it and would recommend it. It's available on at least two free streaming services. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
I'm Brent Barnett with the latest agribusiness news on Brownfield. The National Farmers Union has set its policy priorities for 2025. Brownfield's Jared White filed this report from NFU's 123rd Annual Convention.
Rob LaRue, NFU president, says the organization's delegates are focused on advocating for America's farmers and ranchers.
In so many parts of the country, the farm economy is really in question. It looks extraordinarily bleak.
He tells Brownfield,
they remain very focused on getting that right farm bill, a strong safety net in the farm bill, across the finish line this year, making sure that we're sending strong signals about the impacts of tariffs, and an overall theme about trying to get more certainty about what the White House, DOGE, and USDA are doing.
LaRue says NFU's policy dictates the message of the organization's lobbyists carry to lawmakers at both the state and federal levels. In Oklahoma City, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
A national farm group leader says he doesn't expect a new farm bill to be completed this year. Fred Yoder serves as co-chair of the nonprofit Solutions from the Land.
We'll just go ahead and keep extending this until we come to our senses and work together. We have to work together, and that's one of the things that is not happening right now. So we'll wait till people are ready to work together, and we'll get a farm bill.
Meanwhile, the chairman of the U.S. House Ag Committee says he's optimistic a new farm bill will get across the finish line this year. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson reports from the Ohio Farm Bureau President's trip in Washington, D.C.
Glenn G.T. Thompson says the legislation continues to be at the forefront of discussions.
We really need to be pushing through this first half of the year. If we do that, it's going to send positive messages to the market, to lenders. We're going to, you know, create some economic opportunities for our farmers and our ranchers.
He tells Brownfield farmers need the certainty of a full five-year farm bill.
We're listening. We appreciate that they're at the table, and we've got a great farm bill, which is not the only thing we need to do, but a great farm bill that would go a long ways.
From Washington, D.C., I'm Aaron Anderson for Brownfield.
The Waters of the U.S. rule is getting a revamp again. Brownfield's Kara Hart reports.
The U.S. EPA says Americans need to know which waters are subject to federal jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act. Missouri Farm Bureau President Garrett Hawkins tells Brownfield,
take definitions like relatively permanent, and how are we as farmers, ranchers, and landowners supposed to interpret that as we think about how we use and manage our land every day?
EPA says it will start its review by getting input from stakeholders who were sidelined in the previous administration. The agency will undertake a rulemaking process, and while the rulemaking process proceeds, EPA says it will issue guidance to the states implementing the pre-2015 definition of WOTUS for consistency. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. I want to take a moment to tell you more about our real estate team. We're here to help you meet your goals, to help sell your property at your price on your schedule. We have about 20 real estate agents on our team and do business from B-Town to Columbus, but we bring more to the table than typical real estate agents. We have in-house professional photographers and drone operators, in-house professional marketing staff, in-house attorneys to help with legal documents, and a large auction team who can help you sell or move the personal property so the real estate can sell. And we can sell your property any number of ways: traditional listing, live auction, online auction, or sealed bids. For certain properties, we're willing to make a cash offer and help you move faster. All of these resources in-house and all these ways to sell your property, why would you choose anyone else to sell your real estate? Now is the perfect time to sell. Inventory is low and buyers are hungry. Give us a call today to learn more about our real estate team. More info on how to sell with us at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Another pretty slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are up at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is relatively quiet at midweek. Bids have surfaced in parts of Kansas at $200 live. Asking prices are around $202 plus live in the south, but still haven't been established in the north. While business could start to develop at some point today, significant trade volume isn't expected until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef is firm to higher at midday on solid demand for larger offerings. Choices up a nickel at $321.25. Select is $1.65 higher at $308.51. At the Interstate Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were $3 to $12 higher. The USDA says demand was mostly good to very good for that light supply. The offering was mostly smaller packages. Feeder supply included 50% steers. Medium and large on feeder steers, 589 pounds, brought $321. Feeder steers, 600 to 627 pounds, brought $321 to $341. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 510 to 520 pounds, brought $320 to $325.50. And feeder heifers, 657 to 694 pounds, brought $270 to $277. Cash hogs are higher at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts and have been bidding up to move needed numbers this week. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, which has been good for prices. There is long-term uncertainty that surrounds domestic demand, limiting any significant upside potential. The industry also continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which are up a half a pound on the week and up 2 pounds from year-ago levels. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up $1.97 with a weighted average of $91.42. The Iowa Minnesota is $1.88 higher with a weighted average of $91.33. And the Western Corn Belt is $1.83 higher with a weighted average of $91.28. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings at $60 to $72. And barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. Pork values are lower at midday, down $2.45 and $95.13. Bellies dropped sharply, down nearly $12. Hams, ribs, loins, and picnics were also lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show.
For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are higher, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower today. Brazil's soybean harvest is past 60% complete, and early harvest activity is ongoing in Argentina. Domestic demand solid, but export demand's limited by trade tensions and Brazil's price advantage. May beans are down 13 3/4 at 9.97 1/2. July's 13 lower at 10.12 1/2. May soybean meal's down $2.10 at 2.99.70. And despite a rally in crude oil, May soybean oil's 41 points lower at 41.52. Corn's down, monitoring development in Argentina and the second crop planting pace in Brazil. Stateside, the trade's keeping an eye on conditions at a widespread planting. May corn's 11 3/4 lower at 458.5, and July's down 11.5 at 465.5. And wheat's mixed, mostly lower. Statistics Canada's all wheat planted area number was larger than expected, with spring wheat acres up on the year. U.S. winter wheat conditions are mixed, with the plains expected to be mostly windy and dry. May Chicago's down 2 3/4 at 554. May Kansas City's a penny higher at 573. May Minneapolis is down 4 1/4 at 593. Live and feeder cattle are up sharply ahead of widespread direct business. Asking prices are 202 plus live, with bids at 200 live. Dressed markets remain very quiet. April live's up 150 at 201.05. June's $1.30 higher at 197.55. April feeders are up 237 at 280.07. And hogs are mixed on spread trade, demand uncertainties, and the mixed cash business. April lean is 60 cents lower at 85.95. May's down 22 at 89.97. The Dow's now in slightly positive territory. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field Market Update.
Cattlemen, get ready for the 7th Annual Red Fest, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year's sale features 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females, perfect for elevating your herd with the right genetics. Come early to view the cattle and don't miss lunch before the sale. Visit redfestsale.com today for more details and to view the sale catalog. Upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you at Red Fest.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Consumers are preparing for higher prices. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The recent Gardner Food and Agricultural Policy Survey found that many consumers are preemptively preparing for higher prices as a result of looming tariffs. Maria Calazandanikis is an assistant professor at the University of Illinois.
About a third of people said that they were engaging in some action. The main action that people said that they were doing was that they were pulling back on spending. So reducing spending because of the uncertainty, because, you know, they think, oh, if prices go up, I don't want to spend money on things that are non-essential.
And she tells Brownfield,
some people who have the, you know, discretionary income are responding in the opposite way, which is to sort of stockpile before prices increase.
Calazandanikis says there has been rising concern from consumers about tariffs, and something interesting they found in the latest survey.
As far as their perceptions on tariffs, I will say that that's a lot less partisan. So sort of across the board, everyone is expecting tariffs to affect their grocery prices and everyone is worried about them.
Tariffs can be a way for governments to raise money and protect a country's economy by making imported goods more expensive. That can also encourage consumers to purchase domestic products instead. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Bramfield.
Bex recognizes this week's Player with Hearts, Bryn Meyer from Barneveld High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Bryn is active in high school sports on the basketball and track and field teams and really enjoys trap shooting.
It's not like your typical sport that you normally think of when you think of sports, and just the fact that like anybody can be good at it just with a lot of practice.
She's involved in 4-H and helps coach at weekly youth basketball camps. Bryn's a member of the Wisconsin Show Pig Association and spends a lot of time preparing to show her animals.
Very important to me because it's just been a huge part of my life. The main things that I take away from it are the lessons that it taught me, like hard work, dedication.
Bryn plans to go to college and will participate in track and field. She wants to be a veterinarian, something that has interested her since she was young.
I feel like it's probably just something that I've came up with, seeing the vets work on our animals. That's probably what influenced me the most.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Sweeping layoffs taking